Bring in more revenue while saving money and differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack vying to win those guests by becoming more environmentally friendly. We will show you how easy it is and how cheap it can be, if not free, and share all the opportunities available. So join us each week as we take another step along the green path. That's one more step to differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Green Path Podcast. Right now, your money could be flying out the window or going down the drain. And without even taking the planet into account, that's not good for your bottom line. And it's not good for the planet, too. So how can we smarten things up? How can we save money and work smarter, but not harder? Today, we'll be learning how. Today, my guest is Thomas from Controller. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hello, Deborah. Very good. That was an amazing introduction. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for coming along today. So, Thomas, I always like to start an interview with the Green Path Podcast with asking you about your own personal journey. Are you on a sustainability journey and how did it start?
Yeah, 100%. I am actually from Argentina, although I am based in Barcelona right now. So I was raised there. In Tucumán, that's my city. And because Argentina now and in the past 10, 15 years has been having another kind of issues, you know, poverty, economic crisis, political crisis, there were other priorities. And sustainability was not one of them. So we didn't care that much about energy saving or water saving or recycling. And that's how I was raised, unfortunately. Although I was seeing this, you know, sustainability practice, the environment and everything online at our country level, there were no practices being taken. So after I moved here to Barcelona 2 years ago, I started seeing, you know, different bins on the streets, you know, signs about saving water, people very worried about saving energy and not wasting them and buying very efficient appliances. So yeah, I've changed a lot in these past few years. And I've been learning a lot and I am learning more every day.
Yeah, great. And now you're applying what you're learning to Controller. Can you tell us what Controller does, please?
Yeah, well, Controla is our company. We offer a platform to manage smart devices in rental apartments. So if you need help, you can call us. We help you decide which devices to buy. If you need to buy them from us, we sell them to, we install them, we configure them, and we give you the platform to manage them. Right now, if you want to manage your own home, you can just use Alexa or Google Home or any, you know, commercially available platform. But when you start having more apartments, 5, 10, 100, these platforms are not enough because the automations they have are not good enough. The integrations are not complex enough for your needs. And they are simply not made for that. So they can't support this big amount of devices. So Controla, yeah. Exactly.
I don't use Alexa, but I know that she can turn the music on or whatever. But how can Alexa help, even with one property, how can Alexa help with sustainability?
Well, Alexa is not just the virtual assistant. It's not just the speaker that you say, Alexa, put music or turn on the lights. Alexa is also the brain of a smart home. So if you have more smart devices, like a smart AC or a smart plug or smart lights, all these different devices connect through Alexa. That's what Alexa does.
Right.
Because if you don't have Alexa, these devices are just working on their own. Mm. They are not working together. And that's the interesting part, when you start making them work together. So for example, you have a smart present sensor. You know the apartment is empty, you send that information to Alexa, and Alexa communicates with the AC, and the AC turns off automatically, for example.
I need to interview Alexa. Here I am with a tech podcast, and I don't even know what Alexa
is. Yeah. I mean, in fact, before this call, I had to turn off Alexa because she was just responding to me all the time.
So let's get things clear. you provide a consultancy where you can go to a property and you can tell a property manager all the things they can do within the property that's going to save them money. Save power, water, everything.
Yeah. As of now, our actual product, our actual value proposition is the platform. Because as I was telling you, there's nothing or there are very few companies that do this, that manage smart devices at great scale in a big amount of apartments. So that's what we do. That's exactly our value proposition. But we know that most apartments and most rental apartments do not have smart devices. So we also help them install the smart devices.
Yeah.
And if you don't know which smart devices to install, we also help you choose which ones to install.
Yeah.
So in the end, we can offer an end-to-end solution and we can help you in every stage of this.
Fantastic. It's a great way for someone to get started. If they haven't got a clue how to make their property smart, they can get you guys to come along and help them get started, as well as then being able to monitor and and it's, you know, it's like you're going to teach them how to make the property smart, which is great because a lot of people think, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, exactly. We can teach you, if you don't know anything about smart devices, we can teach you everything and point you to the right direction in what to choose for your own rental apartments, what you're looking for. And mainly the benefits are energy saving by turning off the AC when the apartment is empty, by limiting the AC temperature, by turning it off when a window or a door is open, by turning off the water heater when the apartment is empty for a few days. That's something that most people don't know, but it really consumes a lot of energy.
Yeah, I saw that on your website and I was thinking, wow, okay, I haven't heard of that one before because I know my water heater goes on every night and I'm away a fair bit. And yeah, I never even thought
about it. It's crazy. I mean, in most rental apartments, the water heater represents 50% of the energy consumption, 50%. So half of the consumption is from the water heater. Mm. And given that the apartment is not full every day of the year, I hope it is for you, for the people listening, but most of the time it isn't. So it's very wise to turn it off. You're going to be saving a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So energy saving is one of the most important benefits, not just because of the money, but because of the sustainability too. We can save up to 30, 35% of energy using this. And the good thing is that it doesn't affect the guests at all. So you're not turning off things when they are there. You're not, forbidding them to do things. It just turns off when they are away. So energy saving, then you have damage prevention because there are a lot of things that you can prevent or very, bigly mitigate. I'm sorry, English is not my first language, but you can mitigate a lot of damages using smart devices.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a water leak, you can detect it as soon as it starts happening, and it's going to help you save thousands of liters of water. It's going to help you, not flood the whole apartment. You're not going to have to block it for a few days to solve the issues. Smoke-related sensors. So if there's smoke in your apartment, you can get a notification. If the entrance door is open for too long because they left it open, you receive a notification. So this is very cool because it saves you energy. It simplifies your logistics and your operations because you're acting and you are solving things before they happen or as soon as they happen. So you don't have to go urgently because a guest is calling. You know before they call that something happened, you can send someone.
Yeah.
So yeah, it really simplifies your operations.
Yeah. I like even the fridge monitor. If the door's been open too long, so ice builds up on the inside, it's like, wow. It's amazing. It's almost like a property of the future where there are sensors on everything that keep an eye on every aspect of your property. And I'm going to assume that you don't see any of this. I mean, it's all pretty much not hidden away, but it's not in your face that everything is being monitored, like the doors and the fridge and the front door.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you don't tell the guests that you have smart devices, they'll probably never see them. Because right now people don't know. Everyone still has this idea of smart homes as, you know, very complex things that you had to build your home around the smart system and a lot of cables everywhere, things not working. That's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
Right now, a lot of devices are very cheap. A lot of them work wirelessly with protocols that are made for smart homes, so they do not use a lot of energy. They work just with batteries. So it's very easy. I mean, after this podcast, I am going to an apartment to install devices, and it's going to take me less than 2 hours
To
to
make
do a
it
whole,
fast.
to do a whole installation. So you can do it between a checkout and a check-in.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
You make your property smart in 2 hours, and then let's go back to this dashboard. So you've got your devices set up in, let's say, 10 properties. You've got all your devices set up. So this dashboard is going to let you have a look at each property at a time, or notifications are going to come in to say, oh, smoke alarm in property 4, and that sort of thing. It's going to be your control panel, right? Your control dashboard.
Yeah, 100%. The thing is, after interviewing a lot of property managers, we've come to the conclusion that property managers do not want another platform with another dashboard. So even though we're going to have a dashboard, and you can sit there and you can check everything and you can see everything is going well, you're not going to enter that much, because why would you want to know that everything is okay? You know, you're just going to be receiving notifications when things go wrong. So if there's smoke, if there's, you know, a window open after they check out, if the fridge's door is open for too long, you're going to be receiving notifications. But as long as things are going well, you're not going to be receiving anything.
No news is good news.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because, I mean, otherwise, why would you go to see that temperature is at 21 degrees?
Of course.
No?
Yeah. I had a question and it's just escaped me. Yes, check out. So is your dashboard, is your software integrated with PMS? How do you know when the place is empty to turn off the hot water system?
Yeah, the thing is, we can integrate with some PMSs.
Yeah.
We are integrated with more PMSs every day. Right now, we are just with 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, most of our automations happen when the apartment is empty. So we don't actually need to know if it's going to be empty because there are no reservations, or it's empty because the guests have left.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, it doesn't matter that much. It does matter when you want to use our system as a security system.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of using an alarm, because we know when the apartment should be empty and when it should be with guests, we can tell you if a door was open or if we detected movement when it should be empty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for that, you know, for security reasons. Because for saving, we are just turning off everything when the apartment is empty. We don't need to know if the guests check out or not.
Yeah, okay. And you also, I wasn't quite clear. Do you actually handle the smart locks at the front door as well? Because if you don't actually provide the lock, it's all coordinated on your dashboard. Doesn't matter what lock you use, the smart lock.
Yeah, we partnered with Remote Lock. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah,
we are Remote Lock's official resellers here in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So we chose them because they have a similar approach to us. They are hardware agnostic. So in the end, they integrate with a lot of locks and with a lot of PMSs, and they just provide the platform to manage them. So we are their official resellers here, and we integrate that within our platform. So we also do that. And again, if you need to also install their smart lock because you don't know which one to choose, we can help you with that too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Remote Lock is very good. And it's also a very good partnership, because in the end, the clients that are looking for those kind of solutions are also looking for smart devices, you know? And the ones that are looking for smart devices are also looking for smart locks. So yeah, it's very good.
So, okay, so you offer the consultancy to come in and make your properties mark, but obviously we can't clone you. It's only for Spain, it's only for Barcelona.
I mean, the consultancy is provided worldwide because in the end we can help you choose the devices, we can tell you where to buy them, we can design the project for you so you can send us the blueprints of your apartment, or you can send us pictures and we can tell you, okay, here you're going to install this device from this brand, this model, you can buy it here, and so on and so on.
Okay,
So
we just
yeah.
need to organize the installation.
Yeah,
Right.
exactly. And I mean, if you have installators, we can call them and we can tell them how to install the smart devices if they don't know how to. So yeah, in the end, it's a service that can be provided worldwide. The installation is only provided in Barcelona, but the rest of it worldwide.
Fantastic. So we can have the consultancy and access to the dashboard that will only tell us when the news is bad,
Yeah.
anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I mean, everything that can be solved automatically, like ACs being turned off, water heater being turned off, and everything is done automatically. I mean, at the end of the month, you're receiving a report that says, okay, in this month, we detected this amount of incidences. We turn off the AC this amount of times. This is the energy you saved, more or less, and you get a report. But for example, I'm going to give you a very interesting fact. In these past 12 days, we've been doing a lot of studies and statistics on a building very close to my house. And we turn off the AC in average 10 times in each apartment in the past 12 days. So almost once a day, we're turning off the AC. Yeah, it's crazy.
And this is because the people have left the apartment. The apartment is empty, the aircon is on.
Exactly. We can detect when the apartment is empty because we are using very precise and modern presence sensors, which are different to the one that are used in the typical public toilets, that the lights turn off and you have to start doing this. Yeah, these modern presence sensors are precise enough to detect your breath. So when you're breathing, your chest is moving and they can detect that.
Oh my God, incredible. Because I had
Yeah.
thought about that. I thought if someone has a little siesta one afternoon and then all of a sudden they wake up and it's so hot because the aircon went off because they thought no one was home. But so this
Yeah.
can pick up someone asleep with the
This
breathing.
picks up people, yeah, sleeping.
Incredible.
So you can be 100% sure that it's going to turn off just when the apartment is empty.
So everyone can either work blind and lose money, or they can work smart and save money and
I
save.
mean, it's the future. Right now, people are still, with this mentality. I told you a couple of minutes ago that smart home is complex. It doesn't work that well. It's difficult to install. It's expensive. But that's not the case anymore. It's very easily available. There are a lot of new devices coming out every month. So there's a lot of money in research and development on it. So yeah, it's the future, and it's right now. It's the present more than the future.
Fantastic. And just out of interest, given that the consultancy is global, obviously different currencies, how do you price if someone wants to go, you know what, that's it, I've got to do this? How does the pricing work for a consultancy? So is it like the size of the apartment, how many things you could recommend to put in there? Does it work like that?
I mean, in the end, it's going to be very related to the amount of hours we have to work for it. So if you have a lot of apartments and they are very different one from each other and you want to install a lot of smart devices, then it's going to have a bigger price. If it's the same building with the same apartments and we can replicate the same solution in each apartment, it's going to be cheaper. If you need us to tell you exactly what to buy, which model, and send you the link, it's going to be more expensive. If we need to talk with the installators and do a video call to tell them exactly how to do and troubleshoot them if something goes wrong, it's going to be more expensive. So it's directly related to the amount of hours it takes us.
But when we think about it, it's an investment, so we can save 30% on expenses.
I mean, yeah, it's not just that, but because your apartment is more sustainable, you can publish it as sustainable. So you're also going to be having more reservations and you're going to have a competitive advantage against the other competitors.
Yeah.
So in the end, it's a circle, you know, the opposite to the vicious circle. It's the, I don't know how to call it. Yeah, it's a good circle in the end.
The circle of care.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, nowadays, tech is very available. Almost everyone knows what Alexa is. Almost everyone knows what a smart plug is or a smart bulb. If you see right now, IKEA had already launched their second family of smart devices. Philips Hue has been launching smart lights for years now. Alexa, when Amazon has, you know, Prime Days or Christmas offers, they not just offer you the speaker. It's a bundle. Speaker plus smart plug. Speaker plus smart bulb. Mitsubishi now, almost every air conditioner that Mitsubishi sells comes with the Wi-Fi module. So everything is moving towards that. I mean, right now, it's okay. It's the future. Not a lot of people have it. But that's how Wi-Fi worked 15 years ago. I mean, I remember when I used to go to hotels and these kind of things, and not a lot of them had Wi-Fi. A lot of them just had like one Ethernet cable to connect your laptop. And if you needed Wi-Fi, you had to pay for the hour or for the day. I mean, nowadays, when you go to an Airbnb or a hotel, you're just, it's a given that it has Wi-Fi. It's a commodity.
We'll go for,
I mean, smart devices, how long is it going to take for them to be a commodity?
Yeah.
5, 10 years?
I think it's actually a generational thing. I think that the younger ones, Wi-Fi, smart devices, Alexa. And I think it's the older ones that are going, I don't know anything about making a property smart. So when a consultancy like yours comes along and you could do it for me, it's like, oh, thank God. Okay, yeah, you do it and just tell me what I have to look at. Oh, no, you're just going to notify me when something's wrong. Okay, fine. You do it.
Yeah, and the cool thing is one of the partners of Controla is Ezequiel Vallejo. He's the owner of Login Apartments, which is a company that manages rental apartments in Barcelona. He manages 150 apartments. So we had a lot of apartments to test our devices in. We have a lot of laboratories. We have his inputs, you know, on what works and on what he needs, what are the pains, what are the companies that provide services right now. So we really understand what property managers need.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to start wrapping up. Was there anything else about Controla that we should know about?
I think there's something very interesting that it might not be that useful today, but it's going to be very useful in a couple of months or years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the amount of data you're going to be having about your apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be able to know how many hours a day a guest uses your apartments, what are the rooms that are used the most, if they use the washing machine or not, if they use the AC or not, what's the structure of your electricity consumption. And all that data is going to help you a lot in your next apartments.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see that washing machines are not being used that much, then maybe it's better to not buy one in the next apartment. If you see that the living room is being used most of the time, maybe you can buy a better sofa for that bed. And also, because of all this data, you can kind of know the kind of people that use your apartment. For example, Ezequiel has a very beautiful studio next to the beach, next to Barceloneta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's small, it's beautiful, but it's small. So, you know, in the end, it's just one room, the kitchen, the bed, it's everything compressed there.
Mm-hmm.
And we notice it that most of the people that stay there during the day, a lot of hours.
Oh,
so what does that mean? That they are nomads, people that work there.
Ah.
So based on that, you can target that apartment to those kind of people.
Very interesting. Look,
so that's a lot of things you can use with data.
Yeah. I never actually thought about the data you could take from your apartment once it's smart. But that's actually very, very interesting.
It's crazy the amount of data. You can see your electricity consumption, and you can tell, for example, if your water heater is too old, and you can see if it's consuming a lot of energy, and you can very quickly do calculations to see if it's better for you to buy a new one, and how long is it gonna, be till you start saving money because it's more efficient. So there are a lot of things you can use with data.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about AI and how it's going to be also working with all of this.
Oh my God. Okay. No, I think we might save that for the Text Blind episode.
100%. Let's save something for the next one.
Well, Thomas, thank you very, very much for your time today. It's been very interesting learning about Controller.
Thank you very much, Deborah. Yeah, we are really excited about the company. We are really excited about the projects, about how much energy we're saving, how much we are helping the environment. We are very happy about that. But the more people that can know about this, the more we can spread the information about using smart devices, even if they don't hire us, Just using more smart devices, saving more energy, simplifying your operations. It's very nice for me. It's what makes me happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will pop the domain, the website down below. It is in Spanish. However, you can use your phone to do a translation. I looked at it today. It was all very, very interesting. And I'm sure there is an English one coming soon.
Very soon, we're going to have an English version of it and French.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much for your time, Thomas. It's been lovely.
Thank you very much, Deborah.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Are you ready to start on your own green path journey? Why not take a look at the Green Step program? This has been tailor-made to take you step by step down the green path. You only see one step at a time, and that's all you focus on. Before you know it, you've gone down the path. To learn more, just head to thegreenpathpodcast.com.